50th Anniversary Tour. An unforgettable evening. Friday, October 22nd at the Mayo Clinic Health System Event Center, America. Tickets are on sale now at the Mayo Clinic Event Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or PepperEntertainment.com. America. 50th Anniversary Tour, Friday, October 22nd at the Mayo Clinic Health System Event Center, produced by Pepper Entertainment.
Hi, this is Isaiah Lucina with Lucina Siding and Windows. Are you tired of cleaning out your gutters? And gutter cleaning with leaf protection and protect your home. Our leaf protection keeps your gutters clean while handling some of the heaviest rains. We can even attach it to your existing gutter. You can call me personally at 507-381-5813 and for a limited time receive 15% off leaf protection. Don't forget to call me today at 507-381-5813. Lucina Siding and Windows, we've got you covered.
9:14, time to say good morning to Chris Meem from Freedom Home Care. He's sporting the colors today.
The big jug game tonight. Funny little tidbit. My wife was getting ready, and you know, she's got her black slacks on and puts on a fall sweater, and it was gold. And I said, I said, Christine, you realize what you're doing, right? She's like, what? I said, you have East colors on. She said, oh, my goodness. I said, you better change those before Carter sees you this morning. So. Looking forward to the big game.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's a great thing for Mankato. I think it really is. And I know that West is on a run right now, but East had a run. The series is pretty close. It's like 26-22, something like that. There'll come a time where East gets West and maybe turns it around. I don't know if it's tonight or not, but it's a great thing for football in Mankato and for the fans. It's just an exciting time to get up to the stadium and play under the lights.
It is. It's fun to have Eric Davis, the East coach, with the cut we have on with him this morning, talking about he grew up in Winona. He goes, there weren't any in-town rivals like this. So he says the Mankato players sometimes take it for granted in town here. But he goes, but here's a high school game. Two rivals in the town, they go to the college stadium and put 5,000 people in there. So
absolutely, and it's always fun when, you know, especially the excitement leading up to tonight with the, you know, both teams having really good seasons so far and great records, and that I think is going to even add more to the excitement. Hopefully the weather just kind of holds off a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've got golf this afternoon. I want to play. We've got to play the game tonight up at MSU. We don't want to rip up the field. Let's have the rain just hold off till, let's say, like 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight.
That'd be perfect for me. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yep. So I suppose we should probably take care of a little bit of business here. We're talking with Chris from Freedom Home Care, and we would talk sports with you for the next 45 minutes till the show is done if you want, but we probably should take a little bit of time to talk about Freedom Home Care.
Right. You know, we've got some exciting things. We've got orientation going on again this week with adding some new caregivers to the mix. So that's always an exciting time for me to be able to meet the new people coming on board. And, you know, last week I got to sit down just for a few minutes and chat with one of our caregivers, Angie, that since she's been with us, she's just been going above and beyond, you know, picking up shifts, really making those relationships count when she's out with her clients. And so that's so rewarding to be able to see the caregivers coming through. We've got a really ramped up, great orientation program. And so with these caregivers are coming in and getting prepared for, you know, the taking care of their clients on a daily basis and making sure that they're invested in those relationships, it's really rewarding.
And you must do a great job of teaching, too, because we've talked many times about the fact after a period of time, the people that you're going to see, your people you're helping, they look at you as family after a while, and that is a very unique. Not every job has that kind of reaction to the workers. So, I mean, that's a great thing to have going.
It's, you know, one of the things that I tell people that it's, you know, a huge advantage positive to this type of position as a caregiver, where you're able to go in on a one-on-one basis on a you know, daily basis and just really make such a difference in somebody's life and build that connection with them. Companionship, as we've talked about over the years, is so important to people that in a lot of cases, our clients, you know, outside of when our caregivers are there, a lot of times they're home alone for a good portion of the day. So to be able to look forward to somebody coming in, establish that relationship, it's very rewarding for the caregivers.
You can see study after study that will tell you that people who have companionship on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, that sort of stuff, have better outcomes, live longer, live healthier lives, and are more robust in their life if they have someone there. If loneliness sets in and they don't have anybody visiting them regularly, they tend to not live as long, and also not live as robust of a life.
Right. You know, and it's not just that physical activity, it's the mental activity as well. So to be able to have somebody come in and engage with them, do some activities together, that really helps keep the mind sharp. In addition to some of the physical activities, you know, our caregivers can help out with exercise reminders, put somebody through, you know, those therapies that have been prescribed by a doctor, get out for walks, you know, take clients out to the mall, maybe when the weather starts to turn a little bit and it's not as nice to get outside. But just staying active, both mentally and physically, is such a huge thing.
When it comes to the caregivers, are there, as a usual, just regular people that apply for this and they think, I think I'd be good working with people? Or are there people that have been in the medical world before or something where they've helped other people before?
It's definitely a mix of that. I would say, you know, it's hard to put a percent on it, but we definitely are open to, as we've discussed, putting people through that training program. We're just looking for employees or caregivers that really want to make a difference in somebody's life, are dependable, reliable, and have a huge heart.
You do not need to have letters behind your name, as what we have mentioned many times, because I'm sure there's a lot of people think, I don't have a CNA, I don't have a whatever it happens to be, an RN or an LPN behind my name, so I can't do that sort of work. That's not the case. You can be trained to do many of the things that that are needed.
Absolutely. You know, some of the most successful caregivers just have that huge heart and want to make a difference. So we've got a great training program. It consists of, you know, some online training ahead of time and then a 2-day orientation program. One of the days is spent with a nurse. And then we have a really good shadowing program for these new caregivers. So before they go out to their first shift, they get to shadow somebody else to see how things work. And that's been a good recipe for success at this point.
You know, and it's the one thing that, like everything else we talk about with you, is that everything comes back to making that initial phone call. Same thing here. They call, they get questions answered.
That's right. You know, and we've got a nice onboarding program as far as, you know, you can make that phone call, you can go to our website, you can answer the ads through Indeed. There's a number of different ways to get started with that conversation. But once you do that, from an employee perspective, it's the same thing as potential clients, and we'll get the ball rolling.
Appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the game tonight. If people want more information about Freedom Home Care, they can find you online and the phone number.
Yeah, check out the website, freedomhomecarellc.com. Otherwise, give us a ring at the office, 507-387-4663.
Do you have a score for us?
I would hate to do that.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
You bet. That's Chris from Freedom Home Care. It's 921.
Line 3 is now in service, and it took some impressive numbers to get it done. $2.6 billion invested in our area, 5,200 jobs, 3,500